Texas has a reputation of executing more people per year than any other state. Would you comment on capital punishment?
Okay, capital punishment. Again, this pacifism says that the Sermon on the Mount ought to be made the law of the land. Theonomy says that the Mosaic law ought to be made the law of the land. Neither one of those is right. The Sermon on the Mount, turn the other cheek and so on, was not made for government. It was made for Christians, the way we ought to live in this world. And so Paul plainly says in Romans 13 that capital punishment is the right of the state. It says that it is the state is an executor of wrath, to execute wrath upon evildoers. And he says, if you do evil, be afraid, because they bear not the sword in vain. So the state has the sword. Paul recognizes that the powers that be are ordained by God. So the job of the state is not to redeem people. The job of the state is to preserve justice. And justice for taking a man's life is that man would lose his life. And so that's established in Genesis 9. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed, for in the image of God he made man. In other words, man is so important that to kill a man's different than to kill a dog. And also, man is so significant that when you kill a man, you're doing something as one who is made in the image of God, and your actions are significant. There was a guy named Richard Speck years ago that killed a bunch of nurses in Chicago, and his lawyer argued for him. He said Richard Speck could no more keep from doing that than a man can keep from sneezing. Well, he was excusing his responsibility totally for those murders. But what he's doing is turning Richard Speck into a zero, because the Bible's view of man is much higher. Man is so significant. And people say, well, how could God put people in hell, and how could hell be eternal? Man is so significant that his actions are that serious and that important. So when a man who's made in the image of God does something, he's responsible. And when a man who's made in the image of God kills another man who's made in the image of God, God says, by man his blood shall be shed. So the state bears not the sword in vain. What do you use a sword for? Cut off people's heads. And, you know, that's where capital punishment means the head, capitate. The capital is the head. And so really, even in the word capital punishment and in the word sword in Romans 13, you have the answer. It's part of the, and suppose a person becomes a Christian. I've heard Christians argue this. Well, this person did this horrible murder. They became a Christian. They ought to live. No, that's not the way. I mean, what is the purpose of punishment? Why do we have a punishment? Pardon? All right, deterring crime. What else? Justice. Why else? All right, that making an example would tie in with deterring crime. Correction. For the correction. Now, here's what's happened. The Bible puts justice as the foundation of everything. It's number one. The number one reason for punishment is that it's just. If it's not just, it's not a good punishment, even if it does scare people. See, for a while in England, they had hanging for stealing a loaf of bread. That's not a just punishment for stealing a loaf of bread. They say that'll really put fear in people. No, it'll create anarchy. People rise up against that. The thing that deters punishment is knowing that that guy deserved that. What he got was equal and right and fair. So satisfaction of justice is first. The good of society is next. And then, thirdly, the good of the offender. And sometimes God uses the punishment to bring a person around, help them to see the error of their ways. We've got it totally turned around. We've totally thrown out the idea of justice. And now we think in terms of correctional facilities. And then we think of trying to keep people locked up for the good of society. Nobody even thinks about the justice of it. I started to say, when a person becomes a Christian, if they've committed murder and they become a Christian in prison, what do I think? I think they ought to die. They have to pay the penalty. In terms of civil law, they pay the penalty for that crime. Charles Wesley, if you've read that book on Whitfield, the big two-volume set on Whitfield, it's by Arnold Allen Moore, it's wonderful. But he tells about Charles Wesley going in. He'd asked them to lock him in the prison with murderers. And he'd be locked in the prison with them at night and witness to them. And when time came for them to hang, a lot of those guys had been converted. And so they're taking the death card out to where they're going to hang. They wouldn't let the chaplain get in with them. They asked for Wesley. He got in with them. And some of those men got up on there and died smiling, knowing they were going to be with the Lord. But you've got two things going on there. You've got civil, the government. The purpose of government is preservative. Purpose of the church is redemptive. Anytime the church starts getting over in trying to, or the government starts trying to be redemptive, or the church loses its role as redemptive, then we've got trouble.
I'll be honest.com.